Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 320th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight we have the midterms are coming. The midterms are coming. Let's start. Republicans are bracing for a total shellacking on November the 6th, 2018. Polls show that they are truly the minority party, especially among women. The Democrats are buoyed by the fact that there are 209 congressional districts right now that are already leaning or heavily Democratic. It only takes 9 more, or 218 congressional seats, to control Congress, to have a majority. So they need only 9 more seats that lean or go Democratic, and they will regain the control of the House of Representatives starting in January 2019. Polling shows that 63% of women identify as Democrats, while only 33% identify as Republicans. It also shows 50% of men identify as Republicans, while 45% identify as Democrats. So overall, the number of voters who identify as Democrats is vastly larger than that of Republicans. The Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court Senate hearings overall are a boon to the Democrats. If nothing else, there will be an absolute deluge of women voters turning out to vote. Any perceptible bump the GOP hopes to reap as a result of their win in getting Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court will be more than dwarfed by what happens as a result of the huge turnout by Democratic women on Election Day, November the 6th. In Texas, the second largest state behind California, Beto O'Rourke is the Democrat, is battling head-to-head and even with the GOP incumbent, Ted Cruz, to see which one will be the next U.S. Senator from Texas. The Republican Cruz is on the ropes, and the Democrat O'Rourke is actually poised to pull off quite possibly one of the biggest upsets in U.S. political history. Andrew Gillum, the African-American Democratic mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, is leading Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in the gubernatorial race in Florida. An African-American Democrat, Stacey Abrams, is battling the Republican Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, in Georgia for the governorship of that state. So along with an O'Rourke victory in Texas, these two other developments, one in Florida and one in Georgia, taking all three together alone, could completely tilt the 2020 presidential race, as these are major southern states with large African-American and increasingly large non-white voter populations. So what are the Republicans left with? Well, let's try begging for ever more money from their mega donors, like Las Vegas casino owner Sheldon Adelson. They're now forced to fleece these large GOP donors for tens of billions of dollars in additional campaign contributions between now and November the 6th to stem what appears to be a virtual avalanche heading in the GOP's direction. The odds favor the Democrats all across the country, whether it be congressional races or gubernatorial or mayoral races. The GOP is literally on the run. The real importance for Democrats in all of this, aside from an enormously stronger position within which to wage a presidential campaign in 2020, is that regaining control of the House, U.S. House of Representatives, will thwart Trump in his bid to fire Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, who is the boss of his deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is the boss of Robert Mueller, the special counsel that is heading the Russian probe. And all three of those firings would effectively shut down the Russian investigation and shield Trump and his entire list of cronies, effectively, from any oversight or further discipline. So get out and vote on November the 6th, 2018, and vote like your life depended on it, because it does. If the GOP manages to maintain control of both houses of Congress, they will continue to dismantle health care, grant further tax relief and breaks to the super wealthy, and jam ever more right-winger judges onto our courts. And if they manage to water down Democratic gains in state races, gerrymandering, which is heavily tilted in favor of Republicans, allowing them to through majorities, will go on abated, as well as voter suppression efforts by the GOP aimed at non-white voters. That, too, will continue. And both of these will greatly increase the odds Donald Trump, should he somehow sidestep impeachment, of being reelected in 2020. Get out and vote November the 6th. This is the old Rough Rider. Thanks for listening to our 320th podcast, Rough Riders Radio. And we're rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but we know you're just not along for the ride, because after all, in the final analysis, it is you that decide.